This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Puck sent across to the left side where Darnell Nurse and Philip Forsberg tangle, and Forsberg wins it for the Preds. Granlund up through the neutral zone. Right side, Duchesne breaks in. Duchesne looking for Granlund. Tipped on goal! And Ekholm puts the rebound home. 1-0 Preds. 34 seconds in to start the road trip.
That's how it sounded last night. Max Herz on the call here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in. Chase, Willie, D. Mace. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason in Nashville. Willie is in Calgary with the Preds. We say hello to Predators defenseman Matthias Ekholm, who is on the line with us. Matthias, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Just wake up here in Calgary. It's a new day, a new opportunity, so it's good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Yeah, and like you said, I know that not the result that you guys wanted last night in Edmonton, but you got things started. It kind of felt like there was a little momentum. Where do you think things got away from you in the first period?
Yeah, obviously we got a pretty good start there, but did some good things early on, and then they got one goal, and that's kind of been a little bit of our issue as of late. When one goal, we let one goal in, then the kind of floodgates open, and they scored two more there really quick, and we just got to find a way to kind of stop their momentum that they gained from getting one goal and just kind of stay with it. And we weren't able to do that last night, and they run away with it early, and that's kind of where we lost the game. I thought for the next 40 minutes it was more of an even hockey game, or at least closer, and we had some more opportunities. But it's hard when you're down two, three goals right away. It's hard to climb back. So, yeah, we got to learn that lesson.
You in what you just said is the last 40 minutes, it was more of a back and forth, an even strength hockey game. You've gone through these ups and downs before with this team and in your career. So how do you use some of those past experiences to kind of stay the course and not get too high, not get too low, and just know that there is enough good there that you can pull out of this?
Yeah, it's obviously hard. You obviously want to start good and get a good feeling early in the season, but when you don't, it's you just got to stay with it. It's a cliche, but you can't panic too early. It's been, just over 10% of the season's gone by. There's so much hockey left to be played, and I know our team is a lot stronger than we were last year. So it's just a matter of finding it, staying with it. There's details in the game, but other than that, it's just more of that. We know it's going to take all of us, but at the same time, if we just get, it's all about getting one win at this point and then get rolling. You just got to stay with it and try here. We have a big road trip and four more games, so it's a tough task. It's hard to win on the road, but at the same time, it's a good time to be on the road and find chemistry and try to come together and pull some wins out. There's no time to panic at this point. It's just about learning from the mistakes and keep moving on.
Do you feel like, Matthias Ekholm is here with us, do you feel like that the road part will help you all? Because we always hear about going on the road, you're that's your focus, it's a business trip, but you get a lot of team bonding at the same time. So do you think that that's going to help things move forward?
I hope so, certainly. And as you're saying, sometimes when things doesn't go your way, it is nice to get on the road. You're kind of more just focused on hockey and making sure you get the wins and get the results you want. So I hope that that's going to be the case. Obviously, it's hard to win on the road as well, but just as a mindset, it's sometimes it can be really benefiting going on the road, and we got to play a bit better than we did last night. But yeah, hopefully going forward here, we can correct some things and get rolling.
Now, Matias, how difficult is that, making those corrections, knowing that you have a game like the day after or the next day? I know that has to be the difficult part about, you know, playing one game last night and then knowing you got some corrections to make, but knowing you got another game the next following night or the night after. How difficult is that to make those corrections?
Yeah, it'd obviously be easier if we won the game and played really well and mm-hmm. just got to keep going. But at the same time, we have a group that have been together for a long time. We have some new additions, but it's not overly many. So we know what we need to do. We know it's not like we need to change the system completely. It's small details here and there in the game that coaches will take up with us today, and we got to learn from it and try to correct it tomorrow. That's the bottom line. Someone told me earlier, like, you can't get in the playoffs in November, but you can certainly get out of it. So we got to find a way to be better and make sure as a team that we're right now, I think it feels like it's a little bit too easy to score on us. We need to be harder to play defensively.
Matias Ekholm is with us. And Matias, I want to get to that part of it in just a moment, but we do want to take a moment because the saying in hockey, and the saying is that every sport, you know, the other guys are getting paid too. And I do want to ask what it's like when you're maybe struggling a little bit as a team and you're going up against guys like Draisaitl and McDavid, who are generational kind of players, and they're playing at the top of the game. That's a tough formula. But what is it like trying to defend them when they're on like that?
Yeah, they're obviously really unique. Those two guys are, they've had some success against us in the last games we've played against them, and it just shows what talent level they have. It's not just the skating, it's not just the vision, it's not just the playmaking, it's not just their shots, which I feel like they have everything. And they're really hard to contain, but at the same time, you got to be on top of your game and play as hard as you can. But obviously, yesterday they were too good for us, I guess, and they are really good hockey players. Everyone knows that. But I've been really impressed with the way that they can do everything, both of them, and that's obviously a big challenge for us. Yesterday we weren't able to succeed on it, but as you say, they're really good hockey players. There's nothing denying that.
You were talking about this yesterday, or just now. And we had a good discussion with John Hines about it yesterday, about just the whole mentality that a team has to have of preventing goals. One thing that has happened with the decor itself is they shuffled the pairings a little bit. It really looks like you've surged since you've been put back on your normal side, your natural side. So how much has that helped a little bit? Obviously, it's tough to ask that after a night where you guys gave up some goals. But do you think that long-term, that's probably the best formula?
I honestly don't know. That's a good question. But, it's easier to be on the left, I would say, just with reads and, like, breaking up plays and all that, because that's where I've been throughout my career, and that's where I have my forehand side. Usually it's easier. You get the puck in your forehand. But, if the situation calls that I'm going to be on the right, that's fine too. I think there's some pros and cons with both sides, but yeah, I felt pretty good. I feel like it's easier to, as I said, with Reed coming up the ice and breaking up plays in the neutral zone, it's a bit easier when you're on your strong side. But injuries are going to happen throughout the year, and the pairs are going to shuffle, so I'm sure I'll be back on the right at some point. But for now, yeah, I'm happy where I'm at.
So, Matias, as one of the leaders on the team, I'm always curious. Everybody's got their own style. As you mentioned, this is a team that, you know, the identity has been built over a couple of years. You know what your identity is supposed to be. So when things aren't going well, what's it like in the room? Is there a lot of yelling and screaming? How do you guys try to address when things aren't going well as a leadership group? Like, for example, today, what will the tone be when you guys go in there?
No, I mean, as I said, we've played with each other for a long time. We know what we can expect out of each other. It's about holding each other accountable to that. With the veteran group that we have, obviously we have some young guys, but most of the guys have been through this, and we've been together for a while. Obviously there's going to be times where guys are frustrated and want to yell that out, but other than that, I think it's more a matter of talking and getting through it, and we know how each guy reacts to certain stuff because we've been through some of these adversities before. So I think for us, it's more a matter of getting on the same page and working together. I think we've shown in the past that we can be a really good team and a playoff team and a team that can beat anyone. And it's about for us to work together to get back to that. And sometimes when the season starts, it doesn't go your way. You guys that maybe aren't scoring as much as they're supposed to, then you just got to get back to the basics and work. As I said, we got to be harder to get scored on because that's going to help us in the long run. We can't expect to win 6-3 every game. Sometimes it's going to be enough to win 2-1 or 1-0 or what have you. So I don't think there will be too much yelling today. I think it's more about problem solving and getting everybody on the same page.
Matias, appreciate the time as always. Go get him in Calgary as you continue the road trip, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. You too. Matias Ekholm, Predators defenseman, joining us here on the show as, again, they fall 7-4 last night in Edmonton, but they'll have a quick turnaround as they'll play tomorrow night in Calgary. We'll have pregame for you at 7, the puck drop at 8 here on 102.5. 106.3 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.